Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Wow, it's Christmas and Michelle is here. It is the 22nd, and it's the last day that we're broadcasting live. It's going to be all the way through to the 27th, the day after Christmas, when we're back live. And Michelle, you have a big announcement to make. It is...
When is the 27th?
It is Wednesday.
Wednesday we're back.
Okay. Right.
Which means we'll be back for the Friday show. The last Friday show of the year will be on, what,
29th.
Wow. Well, hello, everyone. We missed you last week, but Bill was having a great time in Las Vegas, weren't you?
Well, it was an intense time. When I did my talk on Saturday the 16th, I had doctors surrounding me firing questions for 3 hours.
Yeah, and you love that.
Yeah.
You love that. Those are real questions.
Real questions, real doctors and PhDs and top scientists.
Great.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, of course, the first thing I want to say to everyone before I even get started is to have a merry, merry, wonderful Christmas. And I know some of you out there don't celebrate Christmas, and that's okay. I still have a Christmas tree, and I still do Christmas. I have grandchildren, and I have a full house, so it's important to me that they have...
I even
believe it or not, play Santa Claus still for the little kids. So, you know...
we know that the origins are not Christian.
We know
that they're pagan, but we understand, for example, the real birth of Jesus was probably on Sukkot, which by rabbinic and an analysis of the Bible by scholars,
is
probably the same birthday as Adam. Isn't that interesting?
That is cool.
Sukkot, which is also the first day of the final 7 years of the covenant. Sukkot. Interesting.
Hey, it is.
Tabernacle. You tabernacle with Moses. Was it Adam first? Then you tabernacle with Jesus, who came to save us. And now the final tabernacle is with the Antichrist. And
Ouch.
So
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah to all of you that just celebrated Hanukkah. And this isn't the last one yet, the last show of the year, but it feels like it. We're almost there. I want to talk, of course, about the sale. The sale has started today, and it goes through to January the 2nd. But I thought of something. This morning I was laying in bed and thought, oh, when I'm on the show today, I can't forget to say this. And it is, there's a little confusion about free shipping. You'll see free shipping and a little asterisk, and the asterisk will tell you on our website that it's free shipping over $149. I had it at $99 for a while, but I really can't do that, so I put it to $149 the way it used to be for the past 10 years. Having said that, what I forgot to tell you, and listeners that, you know, would just like to order one, you just want the... Yep. You just want the Nutridyne, or you just want something simple, the Posinol, something's $24. And you, there is a way not to pay shipping ever, ever, ever for any amount, for one product, for 20 products.
Right.
And that is by mail. So you can go to NutriMedical.com to get the address, and on the contact us, you see the address, and you can mail a check, you can mail...
money order?
Believe it or not, some people mail cash.
Wrapped in foil.
Some people mail gold. Anyways, whatever you want to mail, that's currency. And
carat bars? You have people send carat bars?
Yes, that's right, it's like gold. And anyways, so use any amount. So this is how you get your free shipping. You just drop it in the mail. And of course, you only have the stamp. The reason is the credit card charges are so much that when you do a check or any other form of payment, I'm not hit by the credit card charges, so I pass on the savings to you as free shipping. So there's your free shipping right there. And if you're listening, you'll know that. And it is on the website, but you have to look for it, and it's not
that easy to find. That's pretty generous, Bruce. That's nice.
The important thing, though, to know for all of you that still want to order online and not by mail, and that's a cool thing because, of course, it's much more convenient and everything else, and I love that, too, orders online. Is the coupon this time is PEACE. Bill thought that one up. PEACE. P-E-A-C-E. PEACE. You can type that in, capital, lowercase,
that's
however
on,
you want to
checkout.
Do it. And that at checkout, PEACE will give you the 7 for heaven that Bill's always offered, which is the 7% off. And, of course, free shipping over the one.
And by the way, that 7% is on top of previous sales.
Oh, that's right.
And multi-packs,
that's
six
right.
and three packs.
We're still doing it, Bill.
Yeah.
Against my brother's advice, putting everything, all of our supplements on sale. Yes, we're crazy, but guess what? We're all in this together.
Okay, you have some questions. Go ahead, Mish.
All right. I guess that's enough about shipping. Oh, Mara. Hello, Mara. Mara is a sweetheart that lives out there in New Jersey. And she said a few things happened in her life, which we won't go into for your sake, Mara, but God has taken care of you, and things are getting better daily. And her question for you is how, Bill, can she stop her sugar cravings?
The first thing you want to take is you want to take the leptin metabolic. Then you want to add dibetalene, berberstatin, and biotin plus. Leptin metabolic is the most important because it restores leptin sensitivity.
Now, you know Mara's on a budget, so keeping it simple for
leptin
her.
Metabolic. Just take one in the morning.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And what it does is, about 2 decades ago when they discovered leptin, they thought they would find a wonder cure for appetite and weight loss. Mm-hmm. And they did, but the problem is leptin resistance is a problem, but this reverses it. It's the only nutraceutical nutrapharmaceutical in the world that actually reverses leptin sensitivity.
Now, we have kind of a backwards praise report coming up here from Sherry. Sherry in Ohio. She was trying to save some money, so she decided that, you know, Power C, and she's an RN too, actually. She decided that Power C is, you know, vitamin C is vitamin C, and it doesn't matter where you get it, really. So she went to Sam's Club, and she got her vitamin C there instead of our Power C to try to save a little money. And it actually crippled her, Bill. She found out it had tartaric acid.
What's right. That? Tartaric acid will irritate your joints.
Yeah. Really, really. Yeah. And she just said, I told her I'd talk about this on the air and warn everybody, save money. We've all done it to save money, go for something lesser, but it's probably not a good idea.
Michelle, let me give you a little rundown on vitamin C.
Okay.
Vitamin C, all mammals produce some. Quite a bit. For example, if you look at apes, great apes and monkeys, they produce quite a bit. Humans almost produce and don't have any. We don't produce it. We have to take it externally.
Okay.
It's liquid electrons. With Dr. Linus Pauling, who got more Nobel Prizes in physics and chemistry than anybody else in history, set up a clinic in Edinburgh, Scotland, your grandpa's hometown.
Yes.
And he did research and showed that when you give high dose vitamin C, it makes every tissue in the body alkaline and it prevents the development of cancer. And when you're trying to treat cancer, whether it's conventional chemo and radiation or alternative care, it's essential. Every disease state requires electron deficiency, acidosis, hypoxia, free radicals, and accumulation of biotoxins and stealth pathogens. So we can get to higher dosages than any other nutraceutical, whether it's liposomal vitamin C that some people say was teeny dosages, or any other C that's called a buffered C. Ours is the only neutral pH vitamin C. It's calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else like it in the whole world. You can get 90 grams a day and it will not give you diarrhea. If you take over 500 milligrams of any other vitamin C in the world, pa-boom. And if you get kaboom, you're going to be, you better not be 20, more than 20 yards from a restroom, or you're going to be dripping on the floor and leaving a trail.
Okay. We get the message.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, please.
It's funny you mentioned Edinburgh, Scotland. That made me think of Scotland. Oh, my gosh, I got to talk to our dear Tom over there in Scotland. I just want to say hi to you, Tom, because I know you always listen, and you are certainly a blessed man. Oh, I love talking to Tom. He's funny. He's a strong believer. He's smart. He's just everything. And, of course, he's from my heritage, Scotland.
There you go.
Next, Bill, is another Sherry. But this Sherry, hi, Sherry, is from Michigan. Her son has diabetes type 1. His sugar is very, very high.
Right.
And she wanted to know, is there a different protocol for diabetes type 1 as opposed to diabetes type 2?
No, it's the same.
Oh, and what is it?
Diabetaline, 2 capsules a day.
Yes.
Rivastatin, 2 capsules a day.
Mm-hmm.
Biotin Plus, 2 capsules a day. Leptin Metabolic, and of course, Nutritrala and Carnosine D-Link. 2 Carnosine D-Link 3 times a day, and 1 Nutritrala 3 times a day. And you're on your way to controlling the blood sugar and the glycosylated hemoglobin molecule and raise your advanced inflammatory molecules.
By the way, Sherry loves the life support.
There you go. With Michelle, more questions. Let's proceed, please.
You ready for the emails?
I am.
We'll start with Jacqueline from Holland, the Netherlands, and she says, Merry Christmas from Holland. Wonderful that you responded. So that was she wanted to know when the next sale was.
Right.
I still enjoy listening overseas to Doc Deagle. I really enjoy hearing from Harley Schlanger from Berlin, Germany, and the new Silk Road is happening. And, oh, Michelle, we just loved it when you came into the studio on live radio and asked Dr. Deagle to peel the apples or potatoes. That was both, the apples and potatoes, by the way, for Thanksgiving and help you carry in the groceries. He had a wonderful, kind answer, she says, and you closed the program saying that it was delightful and that you could do live radio in the Netherlands. They could receive it. And anyways, that's very sweet of you, Jackie. And hopefully I'll be talking to you again soon because
yeah,
it's always a pleasure.
If you or your friends have any health problems, you realize 95% plus of the requests people make and physicians are free. It only becomes a consult if I have to review medical records or associate with a specialty clinic around the world or do special tests. Other than that, it's free. You just have to email or... If they need to connect by Skype, I'll do that as well, or some other means.
Okay, next, Bill, is Pam. Pam from Illinois. Hello, Pam, and hi to Len, your husband, while I'm at it. Hi, Michelle, a friend of mine, 61 years old, and also a customer of yours through me. Yes, thank you, Pam. I know she's a representative in Illinois. Was told by her doctor that her uterus has fallen on her bladder, which is in her vaginal canal, and it feels like she is always sitting on a baseball. He told her it's too late for exercises and recommended a hysterectomy with a bladder sling to hoist the bladder. Are there better alternatives to hoist the bladder to avoid this type of surgery, and if not, what's the best sling?
Well, the first thing, number one, you have 3 different alternatives and you can combine them. Number one, you need hormones to strengthen the ligaments. That's like Collagen Max. Female hormones, which is pregnenolone, DHEA, and progesterone cream.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to use those creams rather than using external hormones because you don't want to overwhelm the body. Number two, if the uterus is large in the ultrasound, then you probably need to do a hysterectomy. If it's not large and the bladder is falling, you can do suspensory ligaments and lift the bladder up. And it's a relatively minor surgery you can do through the umbilicus. I prefer that if the uterus is not large and pendulous. If the uterus is large and pendulous, you need to do a hysterectomy. And that's the usual approach we take. If you're getting trigonitis, sometimes women will have not just bladder pressure from the uterus, they'll actually have an inflammation and neurological problem in the lower triangular area of the bladder called the trigone, and in which case you use bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Bladder up one capsule twice a day and Swedish flower pollen 1 to 2 to 4 times a day. It'll stop the irritability from the pressure of the uterus being pressed by the against the bladder wall, causing frequent urination. And so before her surgery, so if the ultrasound shows a large uterus, hysterectomy but small, suspensory surgery to raise it up through the embolectus, which is minor surgery, and the use of bladder up and Swedish flower pollen will fix that.
Okay, thanks, Bill. Lynn, in an email, I was recently told I have fibromuscular dysplasia. Is there anything on your website you could recommend?
Well, fibromuscular dysplasia is just a fancy term for fibromyalgia.
Is it?
Yeah. Next year I'm presenting a paper on pain. And the current theory is that doctors present in pain, and the current approaches doctors take to pain, which is to give narcotics, is wrongheaded. There are 7 pain gates. The primary one is in my patents in 1986 called the Langerhans gate. And when you want to treat pain, you have to start from the skin. If you don't have skin, you can't suffer pain, muscular, even cancer pain in your bones, like the Glisson capsule of your liver, the periosteum of your bone. So the first thing you want to do for pain is supply curcumin and pregnenolone cream. Second is you want to take internal anti-inflammatories, things like Nutrimune 26Y, NutriDefense, which is the most powerful antioxidant, and you want to take inflammatories to stop joint inflammation, like arthritis, for type 2 collagen problems, and Inflamix. So when people have pain, the first thing to think of is that they have connective tissue problems. Joint performance will fix the joints and the cartilage and tendon mender, the tenosynovitis of the tendon sheath, and then mountain red velvet. And we have a new mountain red velvet we're launching in a few weeks when we get capsulation, and it's far superior to the one we do carry now, which is really good. But it's even going to be better because it'll deliver the molecules undestroyed to the terminal ileum where they actually will go to the tissues. And this is new technology I have patents on. It will allow us to actually start working towards 3D organ printing. And just if you take it, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, you rebuild any organ in your body, your brain, your liver, your kidneys. So you don't need to do anything special. Just take it after your meals, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and you'll start rebuilding any organ that needs to be rebuilt because it returns you to the fetal state, which is the only state in life that you don't age. You don't age in utero, so if you do heart surgery or an esophageal, where you put the guts back into some baby's abdomen, they never have a scar. They don't age in utero. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very. Speaking of different names, like you said, fibromuscular dysplasia is actually fibromyalgia.
Yeah.
It's interesting, I was speaking to one of our customers this week, and I learned that Epstein-Barr is actually mononucleosis.
Right, Epstein-Barr virus. Most people don't have more than one virus. I talked to Dr. Risto Vujadani, who runs immunosciences. I've known him 37 years. He trained at Technion Institute in Israel and then at UCLA, and we did research 37 years ago. And if you do immunological tests, the average person that has chronic with things like fibromyalgia and other problems has on average 2 to 3 different pathogens, up to 5, like cytomegalovirus, HHV6, etc. And the fact that you have those, we can clear those with Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver, Nutrimune 26Y, and NutriDefense. So you have to understand most disease states, including diabetes, are triggered by dysbiosis in the gut, autoimmune disease by stealth pathogens of biotoxins being accumulated in the body, and cancer. And most cancers can grow up to 20 different pathogens. So if you have breast cancer, you have to have up to 20 pathogens growing in the breast tissue, prostate gland, brain, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's not a silent thing. Same as in your arteries. If you have somebody who has an arterial blockage, like I just talked to a lady whose husband had a carotid artery blockage, if you're developing plaque, you not only have the abnormal fatty acids like oxidized cholesterol and abnormal lipid fractions like small particle HDL, you have the growth of nanobacteria that are same around your gums and other viruses like cytomegalovirus. So if you actually do the test like a metapathy Hunter scan, you can actually see on the scan that the arteries that are calcifying, they actually are growing pathogens. It's not sterile. It's an infected biofilm that causes heart disease and stroke.
Bill, next is Kathleen. And Kathleen's from Washington State.
Right.
Dear Dr. Bill, thank you always for your work. I don't know where I would be without your guidance of ministry. Some good news, Kelly, that was a friend of hers that she bought supplements for, he has quarter basal condition. She said, while I'm not in constant contact with Kelly, the first time I spoke with him after taking your recommended protocol, it was amazing, simply amazing. He began to speak like nothing was wrong. He was MUM on the progress, so I can only say that I know your advice and great results, and I wanted you to know. So there's your praise report for you, Bill.
Right.
Now, what she's emailing about is she has a very ill cat, and the vet wants to do surgery on her ear. And she's actually putting a Lumen Photon on, and I guess her kitty cat's 14 years old.
Why are they doing surgeries? Is it a blocked eustachian tube or infected petrous temporal bone of the cat's ear? What is it?
Oh, she doesn't say. She just said she bumped her head. And they think she had a concussion in her left eye. So it came from bumping her head. Yeah. Okay, when we come back, I'll let you read the email.
We'll go over that.
Yeah, it's quite a lengthy email. You can read that. When we come back, you can...
Well, I'm a kitty cat doctor, too.
Yeah, kitty cat.
Meow.
Aw, 14 years old. Wow.
Yeah. Her cat probably has a subdural hematoma and probably a brain hemorrhage.
It's Kathleen, though.
Yeah, it's Kathleen, yeah, the little cat. Well, probably needs to have a CT scan of the head and re-evacuate any hematomas there and to make sure that they postoperatively don't have increased intracranial pressure. She would give high-dose magnesium L-3-N-8 that will actually cross the blood-brain barrier like our magnesium brain mag. Because Dr. Russell Blaylock found that magnesium, the one that crosses the blood-brain barrier, will reduce intracranial pressure post-op.
She goes on to say that she just found out that two of her nieces, one's 26 and overweight, the other one is 17 and underweight, they both have POTS syndrome, Bill.
POTS is a genetic disorder. POTS is a genetic disorder, and whenever you have genetic disorder, the first thing I do is, number one, I want to see their 23andMe and Prometheus analysis, which is their genetics, and I want to see their organic acids. You can't really sort out these weird genetics.
What is POTS syndrome?
It's a genetic. I can pull up the details here in just a second.
What are the symptoms of it?
It's a very rare disorder. Let me just pull it up here. I talked about this POTS syndrome. I'll just pull up the latest details on it. Mm-hmm. The POTS treatment syndrome is called tuberculosis TB spondylosis, tuberculosis spondylolitis. It's called tuberculosis, one of the oldest demonstrated diseases of humankind, documented spinal remains in the age of Europe. Okay, and it talked about Percival Pott in 1799, actually named it. Pott's disease is a form of tuberculosis that occurs outside the lungs where the disease is seen in the vertebrae. It's actually the most common form of TB in India. It's not in the lungs, but in the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And we can clear Pott's disease, which is in tuberculosis in the spine. That's what this one is, because that's the one that I believe that she's talking about, POTS disease or POTS disease.
Well, the only thing she says about them is that they have fainting spells.
Yeah, well, I want to make sure I have the right thing here, POTS.
Maybe I'll just give it to you and you can...
I'll research it, yeah.
Okay, Bill?
Yeah, the POTS syndrome basically is one where, if it's what I think, which is the tuberculosis, it's easy to get rid of with Neutrodyne, Allison Med and NutriSilver,
yeah,
and Nutrimune 26Y NutriDefense. If it's a genetic disorder, my usual procedure with genetic disorders is organic acids and gene analysis like 23andMe and Prometheus, and then I get specific nutraceuticals to overcome the gene defect.
Next, Bill, is Kathleen, Bill will get in touch with you there by email.
Yeah, what we'll do is initially is I'll give an initial starter protocol, but they're going to require a consult. This is not like a quick and dirty. Here you take a couple supplements and you're done, unless it's a TB form, which is easy. I just gave you the protocol now, and if they take it, they'll be clear of the virus and the tuberculosis bacillus in their spine in about 6 months, and they need to stay on maintenance forever.
Next goes Charlie from Belize. He says, my name is Charlie, and I am a subsistence machete farmer from the Mayan Mountains of Belize. We grow rice, beans, corn, etc., and I've been exposed to herbicides over the past years. I am 58 years young. Roundup 24D, Gramozine, whatever that is.
Right.
I've been told by an American missionary that 24D is the same as Agent Orange.
Right.
I used to listen
240
to
240 and 245T.
On shortwave, and discovered you again on GCN. Scoob, we're back at GCN. So, Bill, he says what his symptoms are. He has thinning hair and teeth in the back are falling out, severe stabbing gas pains and bloating in the abdomen and back of the rib cage past 4 months, difficulty digesting grains, cramping in lower legs, lessening of sexual vitality and maintaining an erection, severe pain in the right deltoid muscle, and reduced flexibility and movement. Boy, he's suffering.
Yeah, well, to start off, you're trying to detox chemicals.
Yeah.
First thing you want to take is life support, which is a phase 2 detox support.
Yes.
Secondly, you want to take xenoestrogen detox, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, and NutriDefense, which is the most powerful antioxidant in the world, polyphenol and hydrous catechin, and green tea supreme, because remember the catechins will pull out biotoxins out of your body, and the xenoestrogen detox will help to metabolize them along with the life support, which is phase 2 detox. So that's the general approach. Now I'm going to need to delve deeper to find out what everything else, because that can start the process out, but sounds like he's got elevated inflammatory cytokines, he's got problems probably related to circulation, he's got decreased erection, and the first thing you have to assume is not just neurological, it's vascular. So he's developing vascular disease. You can, first sign of vascular disease is your eyes deteriorate, or you lose erections, and then you're having a blocked artery in your neck or your heart. And you may not have the heart attack yet, but you're on the way because you've lost erections. So the first thing to think of is could the artery that supplies the dorsal artery, the penis, if you're starting to have circulatory problems, is lost nitric oxide, so you need Cardiovasc and Supernox, and we're working on a new upgrade formula from our old Vascunox that's going to be launched in 2018. This is one that is a special molecular formula, but the Supernox, you take 3 capsules twice a day, Cardiovasc, 30 drops to 45 drops 3 times a day, or 2 to 3 capsules 3 times a day, and that'll start to bring things back in terms of circulation. So the most common thing when you're getting impotence is you need to correct the circulation and the nitric oxide. And then you add things like Omega Supreme Pro, the CoQ10 Supreme, which will help the spark of your arteries and your veins from pumping, so you get normal perfusion of your tissues. But the detox, you start off with life support, xenoestrogen detox, NutriDefense, and green tea supreme to pull all those pesticides out of your body.
Next is Pamela Bill from Connecticut. Hi, Pam. Dear Dr. Bill, hope all is going well. I've been going to the dentist for deep cleanings and getting my teeth healthy, but today I had to get a tooth out and there was bacteria on the bone, so we scraped it and also did a bone graft. My relative, who is in the dental field, recommended this dentist because he's worked with him and thinks he's above the rest. He stitched, and I don't have any pain, but he gave me amoxicillin because I'm allergic to sulfur. So what can I take instead of the antibiotic to get rid of the bacteria?
Well, the first thing is, if you, when you're doing something like this, get a biological dentist that will use ozone. But regular antibiotics are useless. They only cure a very narrow range of gram-positive bacteria. So what you want to do is our 3 triple threat. You want to brush your teeth with NutriSilver, with a and a lot of people are pushing the Braun, but I recommend their special power brush.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you want to be able to use you want to have a HydroFloss flossing machine with Nutridyne in it. You put about 20 to 30 drops of Nutridyne in the HydroFloss and floss your teeth 4 times a day. That'll start killing the infection. You want to take Allicin Med, a capsule.
Do you have a Sonic toothbrush or
Sonic Air? It's a Sonic Air Plus, and it has actually a ultraviolet light to actually kill off the bacteria. Because you have to understand that just giving amoxicillin is pretty useless to kill off nanobacteria. And so you can get an osteomyelitis even if he's done bone graft there. Putting in a foreign bone graft, whether it's cadaver or autologous bone, which is unlikely, most of the time it's cadaver bone or artificially made bone, it doesn't work. So I don't recommend that. I recommend you have to, if you're going to do that, you have to make sure that you sterilize the area with ozone first with a biological dentist, and you use nutraceuticals that will penetrate through the tissue because it's the blood flow that brings it in there, and regular antibiotics do not knock out the gram-negative, the nanobacteria or the anaerobic bacteria that are present deep in the bone and the tissue, like they're causing the infection.
Doris, in an email, just wants to know what you'd recommend for a 43-year-old lady. Who has a little low energy and fatigue. And for a starter kit, she said, from NutriMedical, I was saying the life support.
You know? Well, you start out with life support, and then I add little NADH tablets. And you pop a tablet under your tongue 3 or 4 times a day, and boom, it boosts your energy. If you need more energy, the next thing to do is take what's called Mood Energizer, acetyltyrosine, a capsule morning and mid-afternoon. And it'll give you an increase in your dopamine, norepinephrine, which drives your sympathetic nervous system.
Okay. Let's see, Diane.
So NADH, a little tablet, a little cute. I have a bottle right here you can see, and just pop it under your tongue, and it converts directly to energy in your cells.
Good.
Instantly.
Diane Bill from Sacramento here in California. Hello, I'd like to ask you if you carry a high dose of B12 and folic. My son is having a problem with not drinking alcohol, and I was reading about B12 and folic, how it helps.
Well,
I think he's a little depressed as well.
Yeah, firstly, you can take Paramuscle B12 under the tongue, orange flavored tablet, and superfolate capsule, twice a day. Even simpler, you can take the BioLVR that has activated B6, B12, and folate because you get B6 depletion from alcohol. So you want to take the BioLVR, very important.
Okay. When we come back, Don from San Diego.
Email on that lady regarding the POTS syndrome?
Yes, Kathleen.
And what it shows is that they have the syndrome called postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It's a autonomic disorder.
Mm-hmm.
That requires us to treat the dysautonomia with nutraceuticals if we have a RAGE.
Here, do you want some water?
Sure.
There you go.
Don't drink my water, you'll get my virus.
Okay, I won't drink it. This is what happens when you fly. The same thing happened to Ken. And Ken, he flew to Sweden, and he got the exact same thing that Bill has. Bill
well, what happened
to Las Vegas and got it.
In the mid-80s, they took the HEPA filters out of the aircraft, and they used to catch viruses. And so whenever someone coughs in the back of an aircraft, they blow it in your face, even if you're in first class, which I was. So within 2 minutes, anybody coughing in the back of the plane, boom, it's in your face.
Well, you need to take more of your Nutridyne and your NutriSilver.
I got run down from working too hard during the conference. I worked my tail off, talking to doctors and attending things.
Yeah, not sleeping. Bill, did you want to give her the protocol for the, whatever that is, the POTS one that's, that causes the fainting?
Calm Mind and Brain Mag would be the first thing, one scoop of each 2 to 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
The next would be some of our nutraceuticals like Stress to Go to reduce the brain hormones and the stress hormones, and then a cardiovasc, which has valerian to help block the sympathetic overdrive activity. So okay. Stress to Go and the 5-HTP cross, which crosses the blood-brain barrier and makes serotonin, because this autonomia is related to the ratio of norepinephrine dopamine to serotonin in your brain. It causes dysautonomia because the nuclei in the brain regulate the paraspinal ganglia that cause the dysautonomia syndrome. So that's
Don,
the basic protocol, and we can add to that.
Okay. Back to Don. Remember at the break we said we're going to put his question up for him from San Diego. His problem is live cell blood. He had a live cell blood analysis, and there's something about bacteria in his blood, and you told me that you've already looked at that from
I looked at his blood.
Naturopath, was it?
Yeah, he had it, but what happened is he had a test done, but his naturopath went away or something happened, and so he wanted me to do an interpretation, tell him what to take.
Yep.
First off, I looked at, yes, he does have an infection. Most people don't realize most diseases have an infective component. You know the old germ theory of medicine? A lot of people dismiss it, but as a cofactor for almost every disease, including leaky gut syndrome, diabetes, there's dysbiosis and cancer. There's often infected pathogens growing in the cancerous tissue. So
every day I take 2 Allicin med to keep all the germs.
And Nutridyne is really important. And,
of course I take Nutridyne.
Yeah, Nutridyne. We have our 3 triple threat called Nutridyne, which is the only Edgar Cayce Tesla-activated iodine to resurrect your mitochondria and kill all pathogens. Allicin med, 200 milligrams more than Alamed from Peter Jossing at half the price. And NutriSilver, the only angstrom hydrogenated silver with liposomal enzymatic envelope. And then we have NutriDefense I designed years ago that is kills off all viruses attaching to the receptor binding domain, blocks the fenton reaction so pathogens can enter, and boosts your natural killer cell. And then we have NutriImmune 26Y with the transfer factors to transfer to your immune system, the immune ability to fight all 26 major human pathogens, plus the immunoglobulins. One of the reasons why, for example, Japanese die when they get older, because they live old and don't die of a lot of the Western disease like heart disease, they die of sarcopenia, which is they get so skinny. You don't have muscles to convert to immunoglobulins to protect from infection, so they die of infection.
Richard from Texas. Dr. Bill, just got a call from my daughter's doctor about lab results from a yearly checkup. Her LDL level was zero, and her triglycerides were 430, and she's 10 years old and weighs 65 pounds. She wants to do the lab test again, and she thinks it may be a lab error. My daughter's diet consists of chicken nuggets, pasta, or Chick-fil-A, chicken and cheese. No vegetables or fruits on a daily basis. What do you think?
I think she's killing herself, and she's got what's called chicken nuggetocide. And you can do a lipid electrophoresis, but you need to get her on a normal diet first. I wouldn't do a test while she's on a horrendous diet like that.
Yeah.
This is a diet of someone who is out of control and wants to kill themselves with toxic garbage food, which is why North Americans are seeing MODY, maturance of diabetes at the young, patterns that you ordinarily see if you had a genetic disorder called dyslipidemia, where you get elevated triglycerides. So, if we don't fix that, she'll probably have a heart attack in her 30s or go demented or have some horrible disease start like cancer in a relatively young age.
Let's see. Bill, gosh, we're running out of time here a little bit.
That's 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay. I got to pick one of these. Let's see. Graves' disease. That's something that did we cover that lately?
Not lately, no.
You
have long-acting thyroid stimulator antibodies, and you can get exophthalmos because it stimulates the fat behind your eyeballs to push them forward. It also causes hypertoxic thyroid, and usually you give methimazole to actually block the excess thyroid. And they'll often give beta blockers, but we have things that are, I think, safer than beta blockers, but you feel awful on them, on the beta blockers. So. And you have to, once the thyroid disease burns out, you can go hypothyroid, so you need to start correcting the hypothyroidism.
Quickly, this is important. Post-cancer supplements, post-breast cancer supplements.
You want to take Maligna Block, at least a capsule twice a day. Mm-hmm. Elagic acid, a capsule twice a day, and Power C Plus, at least 3 capsules twice a day. Vitamin K2, 1 capsule of vitamin K2 for every 3 Power C Plus. Twice a day.
Well, hopefully that's good for Bill. Mark has been trying to, I guess a friend of his, Mark is from West Sussex in the UK, and he says that she did write to you a couple of times, but she didn't get a reply. She recently had 2 areas of invasive ductal carcinoma, 1.7 and 2.5 centimeters. Anyways, the oncologist has recommended 6 months of chemotherapy and the first 3 months being a combination of those two things.
Yeah, I don't recommend that. What I recommend is you take our full cancer protocol, which is a lot more than just what I mentioned.
Yes. So Mark, Bill will find that email and get back to his friend.
Okay. Yep.
Here says Scott, sleeping. What would you suggest, Bill? Scott in an email for someone that doesn't get enough sleep and coughs too much.
Too much talk.
On the here, do you want my water again? Do you want my
water?
Poor Bill. How are you going to get through the next 2 hours?
Cough button.
Oh. That's right. With me, see, he can't touch the cough button because then he'll turn me off, too.
Right. Now, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Repeat that, please.
Sleep. Just because we only have 2 minutes left.
Calm mind, brain bag during the day, a scoop of each. Melatonin and time release, and then of course our new for it was stress go because your stress hormones are high. 1 capsule stress go to 2 twice a day. 1 to 2 twice a day of the stress go. And the 5-HTP cross, 1 to 2 5-HTP cross in the evening, an hour before sleep, because it's a serotonin that triggers off melatonin production in your brain.
Oh boy, here's another long one. Basically, hot flashes, Bill.
Hormones energy, 2 capsules in the morning, period, gone. Instantly.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you need.
And then we've got, Jonathan from New Zealand here. Oh, my goodness, he's got 1,000 different things on here, Bill.
Pick out 1 or 2. Yeah, that's all you have time for.
Pick out 1 or 2. Okay, how about high blood pressure?
Cardiovasc, Supernox. Mm-hmm. Cardiovasc, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Supernox, 3 capsules twice a day or 2-3 times a day. And magnesium glycinate, 2 capsules twice a day.
Okay.
There. That's a start, and you can add to that. But importantly, you're trying to preserve or return peristaltic flow of your blood flow vessels, and you got to make sure those blood vessels aren't being inflamed. If you're diabetic, you want to take Nutritrella and carnosine D-Link. You want to take Gamma E+, cell detox glutathione, and ultrasound B1 to stop the free radical damage to the vessel wall. And VeinAway. VeinAway is very similar to Sacubitril in Entresto, which protects the artery wall from methylation problems and damaging the vessel wall, because when the vessels get damaged, you don't pump, so then your heart's pumping without help from your vessels. Your blood pressure goes up, and eventually you go into heart failure. Heart failure is basically vessel failure first.
And would you like to say a final word about aspartame, which you've been talking about all day?
Yeah, I talked about aspartame.
How would you get it if you have a child that's drinking diet sodas constantly?
I get some stickers, and I talked about this yesterday with Betty Martini, and
yeah.
I get stickers with a snake, and I put it on and call it, "This is your snake cola." I said, "If you keep drinking this, it's going to bite you, and it's going to be a lethal bite."
Yeah, but it really affects your mind, doesn't it?
Dihydropyrazine, which is jet fuel, methyl alcohol that damages your eyes and your nerves, and formaldehyde that pickles you.
Does it cause tinnitus?
Yes.
I wondered about that.
And brain damage.
And there's so many people now that say they have tinnitus. It's got to be the aspartame.
That is
the aspartame?
Aspartame and cell phones.
Yeah.
Two number one causes.
I wanted to take a second to say, don't forget to enjoy the sale. If you want free shipping, don't forget to mail. Right.
Yeah, oh, man, you even are rhyming now, Mish.
God bless you. We love you. If there's anything you need at all, our phone number is 888-212-8871. If you like to order by phone, if you want to do your mail order by phone, just do it at 888-212-8871. And Bill will be back in a minute with who's your next guest?
Keisha Rogers. She's a candidate, independent candidate for Senate. And she'll be running shortly. We're going to take apart the good, bad, and the ugly of the politicians, including Trump.
Well, wonderful. You go, Keisha. Have fun.
Yeah, she's awesome. We've been around over the years. She's good.
A pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.